Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and it's nice to feel things, right? So many feelings after this one. It's the first really upsetting game of the year. We made it 24 games, but this was upsetting because West Virginia was playing well offensively, doing what they need to do to win. And it slips out of their fingers at home during a midweek game. They did not trick themselves into thinking it was the weekend. And yet they played like it was a weekend game offensively, with Javon Small being face guarded and only taking four shots. Almost got to 70. And it just, West Virginia's up six, timeout, get a stop, have the ball, and they just call it what you want. Call it a overstimulated brain fart. It just went from you've got the ball up six to it felt like a tie game. With just two bad plays. It was Sincere with Javon trying to break loose, and Sincere's been bringing the ball down the court for most of the game, and in that moment, trying to get it to Javon, could not turn over. And then the next possession, Javon trying to make a point to get open, but hooking his arm to where the referee calls the offensive foul. I think that turned the tide of the game. And then that leaves you, and you can just pick the spots. When it's a close game and you lose, you can point to fouling three-point shooters, and you can point to getting killed on the offensive rebounds, and you can point to that seven-foot point guard making a lucky three. And all that's true. And you're up one with under 2 minutes left, and you can't close it out. And even with that, you are down one, and you get a wide open three, and it doesn't go down. It's those are the breaks, I guess. It's just disheartening in a season like this, in a game like that, where you're scoring. The offense has been the issue, right? I mean, Coach DeVries would tell you it's all about defense, and you're right. There was some defensive lapses, but also the ability to score points, especially when Javon is taken out of the equation. Shout out to BYU for taking Javon out of the equation. As far as scoring the ball, Javon had 9 assists. And I do like the fact that West Virginia in the last two games has been able to get scoring with Javon as more of a distributor. So I appreciate that. However, this one just hurts. And there wasn't any feelings last year. It was a year of pain. So we're on the right side of feeling things. But now I want to welcome you to the bubble. The bubble is a place you probably don't want to be. There's sweat involved, nerves. The flip side is the bubble means you've got a chance to make it to the NCAA tournament. And this team has lost what? They lost 5 of 7. And they have made it more difficult for themselves to be the bubble. Like, picture a bubble, right? It's kind of rounded. It's hard to stay on top of the bubble. One side of the bubble is land. And the other side of the bubble is a scary cliff with no guardrails. And you want to roll to the side of the land. You don't want to have a wildy coyote fall to Bolivian. And now you got to look at what's in front of you. With this loss, I don't want to get pessimistic here, but look at what's in front of you. Don't even look at the home and away. Look at the games that are happening not on weekends. The games that are not on weekends, you've got Zombie Cincinnati. That team was getting booed at home 2 Sundays ago. And now they've won 3 in a row, I believe. And so you get them at home on a Wednesday. And that's the trend here. Not great. Midweek in the Coliseum, not great. And Revenge Cincinnati, they're trying to get one back from losing at home. All right, let's look at the next midweek game. TCU, revenge game. Feel a little bit better about that, but it's not on a Saturday or Sunday. It's on a Tuesday. And then the next midweek game is in Salt Lake City against Utah. And that's a revenge game. So let's say we get revenge TCU. How good do you feel about midweek games against with teams that want to split with you? It's not great. I don't feel well. I don't physically feel well. But also, I'm in this state of mind based on what just happened, which was a fun game. Like, when you're watching Sincere Harris in the second half, frothing at the mouth and slapping the floor, he slapped the floor between 3 and 8 times. And I love that energy. I love when he's dialed in. Did he get a little carried away? Who's to say? But in the moment, fun was being had. And then the result happened. So I don't feel good about any midweek game moving forward, with the exception of home versus TCU. All right, so let's look. All right, so they've been good on the weekends. All right, what's the weekend schedule? Well, you go to Texas this weekend to play Baylor. It's a smaller arena, very steep, hard to even put a camera in the right place. Apparently they fixed that. Against a Baylor team that's coming off a loss. And it's at Baylor. And they're in the top half of the conference. And West Virginia, with that loss, now in the bottom half of the Big 12. Another not good thing when you're in that bubble talk. That's not a good thing in the bubble. You're looking up at Kansas State, who was like 1-6 in the conference. And now they're on pace to beat Arizona tonight. And they're going to have, I think that means they're going to have a winning record in the conference. So Kansas State is now 7-6 in the conference. You're looking up at Kansas State. You don't have to play them again. You go to Waco, that's a problem. Any day of the week, problem. Then the next Saturday, you get Texas Tech in Lubbock. So the fine folks at the Big 12 office, wherever that's at, I'm sure it's in Texas, they have West Virginia going to Texas three times this month. Two of those trips, just go to Texas and come back. Do I like that? I do not. I'd like to mix in two games. When you're in Texas, play two. Not the case. Texas Tech is really good at basketball. They beat Houston at Houston. That's all you need to know about Texas Tech. Problem. And Texas Tech won that game with their guy getting ejected for kicking somebody in the accidentally. I mean, it wasn't on purpose, but he got kicked out of the game, and then the coach got kicked out of the game. They still beat Houston at Houston. I don't care what injuries Houston has. That's an amazing win. You go to Texas Tech on a weekend. Not great.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Then, it's revenge BYU, but BYU at home on a weekend, problem. Gonna be a problem. West Virginia's gonna be an underdog in that game. And then you finish with senior day at UCF. So I feel okay about the UCF game, senior day, right now. So now, and it's totally based on my health and what just happened. I have a bad feeling about which side of the bubble West Virginia is going to land on at this point. Now, can I be wrong? 100%. I said Cincinnati was a bad team. Immediately, they heard those words in the, like, those words traveled, kind of got in their ear, and none of them listened to this podcast, but it was a rallying cry they didn't even know about. And now they're good again. And Jizzles James, who didn't score against us, he scored like 100 points in the last two games. I've got concerns. But what I have proven time in and time out is that I can be 100% dead wrong. And I'd never more have I wanted to be wrong than the feeling I have right now after this game. But even if I'm right, it doesn't take away from having feelings this season and feeling good about what the future holds with this coaching staff and looking to the future. I feel good about that. I don't want to think about the future yet, but if I'm right about on being on the side of the bubble where there's a deep, dark void with no bottom in sight, it doesn't mean that this hasn't been an awesome season, and that you could argue, given the circumstances of this season and the not great injury luck, that it's still been an overachieving season. People don't want to hear that because the flip side is, hey, you were 13-4 and we're riding high on Jerry West Day. What happened? Well, basketball happened in the Big 12. It happened. And weekday games happen. I mean, it's not firm ground. I don't have a great explanation for it, but it's not going to deter me from having a overall good feeling about this team and this season. But welcome to the bubble. And And the thing about the bubble is you don't finish on the bubble. You go one way or the other. That's how bubbles work. West Virginia won't finish their last game in Kansas City, and then the selection show happens, and then you remain on the bubble. It never works like that. The bubble is undefeated in that you can't just stay on the bubble. And it's been awesome. It's a credit to West Virginia that they haven't been on the bubble. Props to West Virginia for making it this long without being on the bubble. But here we are. And to get off of the void, you've got to win weekday games, plural. And it'd be great if you mixed in a road win. Where that comes, I don't know. But this team in conference play has won three of those. So don't put it past this team to do that. It's not what you'd like when you're on the bubble. It's great to feel things. I feel poor after this game. First, like, sadness I've felt in this season. It's great to feel things again.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
The next game for WVU is Saturday, Waco, Texas, ESPN2, 2 p.m. West Virginia plays the Baylor Bears. Baylor, they are in the top half of the conference, but we're one game behind them. This is a weekend game. Baylor has a similar profile to the team we just played, in that they're really good at offense. And BYU did that to us on offensive rebounding, and Baylor can do that too. They're really good at offensive rebounding. They shoot a really good percentage from three, even though they don't take as many as BYU does. I watched a little bit of them playing Houston, and they had that crazy Scott Drew zone, the amoeba zone, where I honestly don't know what's happening. I think they know what's happening, but they just have so much athleticism and length that it can cause problems. Baylor has played a very difficult schedule. They played Tennessee. They beat St. John's, a really good St. John's in double overtime. That's a good win. They beat Calipari and Arkansas. They lost to Gonzaga in the first game of the season by a bunch, which was scary. They lost to the national champs, UConn. But they have only lost one home game. And weirdly, it was to the Frogs on a last second three. I predict pain. West Virginia will be an underdog in this game. But you never know. What I'm leaning on is that you never know. The game is not played on paper. They play the game in real life. And West Virginia has done all right on the road this season. That's a tough place to play at Baylor, at that new court. It's going to be loud. Can West Virginia do better at rebounding? West Virginia tonight, just so many long rebounds that they couldn't get. I think you'll get long rebound opportunities against Baylor. And not that you're going to get all of them. This team is really good at offensive rebounding. But get some of those 50-50 balls. How many 50-50 balls did West Virginia get in this game tonight? I don't remember one. You got to get some of those on Saturday to make this a game. It's wild that this is on ESPN2. This is the biggest spotlight for West Virginia since the Bahamas? will they shine? Or will they lick wounds coming back home to face Zombie Cincinnati? We'll find out together. Prove me wrong. Just prove me wrong. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.